Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Men broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, has given us the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico. Welcome, Iraq, Philippines, and every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com, at G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, amen. So, as we wait for my brother to join us, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you for another day that you have blessed us to see, another time, a golden opportunity for us to assemble together in your word once again. Father, I pray that you will word our mouth, that we will rightly divide your word unto the listeners. And then those that are listening, as they seek your face concerning the things that we are giving unto them, I pray that you will show yourself. Lord God, in Jesus' name, release through your spirit the understanding in our hearts. Lord God, that we may be anchored and rooted in your word by faith. Father, I pray this day that you would touch my family, touch my wife, touch my kids this day. Bless and strengthen them in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. And Father, I pray, Lord God, for all who are listening this day in the name of Jesus, that you would bless and strengthen them. And for my brother who's coming on and his family as well. So, Lord God, we thank you. And, Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. We are on part two, the second and final part tonight to this part of the series entitled The Learn Couldn't Interpret It. The Learn Couldn't Interpret It. And this is going off of Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11, as it's talking about the book, the Nephi record, that when the plates were brought to one who was learned, he could not interpret the language or the meaning of the inscription that was on the plates. Amen. Once again, first of all, I want to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
How you doing, brother, today? How's it going?
Oh, brother, blessing the Lord today. Thank God that once again, we have another golden opportunity to share the word of God. Hallelujah. To continue to dump some pain on that devil.
Amen.
And to continue to thank our God for the chance to give this word out to the people, believers as well as unbelievers, and thank God for the blessing of the reward that he has in store for us. So, brother, it's been a glorious time in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We are on the second final part to this part of the series, once again, titled The Learn Couldn't Interpret It. And my brother and I have been talking to you about this book, the Nephite Record. It's the book of God that he has caused to come forth. And we have been sharing with you about the means and the ways and the manifestation of the power of God that brought forth the interpretation and the translation of this book that was written in another language. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we're grateful to God for such an opportunity to give this to you. Glory to God. We have been talking to you once again and sharing with you about this book, and this comes off, once again, Isaiah 29 and 11, when we are told that this book was delivered to one that was learned. And the learned could not interpret it. He said in Isaiah 29 and 11 that it is sealed, which means that his own learning, his own, quote, wisdom and understanding could not translate or give the interpretation of the writing on the plates. Now, we share with you how that one of the men's name I read off to you that testify of the truthfulness of the Nephite record and the plates, Martin Harris, who took it to a man named Professor Anthon, Charles Anthon, who was considered to be a well-known classical scholar of Columbia College, New York. And he could not even interpret it. He could not translate it. Now, he's supposed to be, quote, learned of this world. He's supposed to be what they put in the category of wise men of this world. Okay?
Yeah.
See, when you get education, and don't get me wrong, we're not speaking against education, but it is limited.
Yeah.
And when you get education and a bunch of different degrees and all this and that, the world puts you in the category of you're so wise. Okay? You know, the world puts you up there. And
yes.
I've seen countless people who become lifted in pride because of the so many different degrees that they have, okay? And, amen. And so,
amen.
The translation of this book could not be translated by even, the quote, the professors of this world. I don't care if they were professors in English or whatever. They couldn't interpret it, okay? They couldn't translate the language. In fact, the testimony of this Professor Anthon, he would say it, and I'm going to paraphrase this, that, hey, the writing is legit, but he just couldn't translate it, okay? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that fits Isaiah 29 and 11, okay? Because God was not going to let man translate plates or the record of Nephite with their own, quote, mental or own, quote, wisdom of this world, okay? He wasn't going to let that happen. In fact, what we must understand is that the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of man is limited unless it's seasoned with the wisdom of God. So I want you to keep that in mind for those of you who are going to school and getting degrees. Hey, education is good. But remember, education only has its place and it's limited, okay? And anything God has sealed, I don't care how, quote, wise you're supposed to be. I don't care how many degrees you got, you can fill your dresser drawers with it. You're not going to be able to crack the seal when God has it sealed. Okay?
Amen.
You're not going to be able to crack it. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
And this is why in Isaiah 29, God said, I'm going to do a marvelous work and a wonder. Because the way we explain to you that God brought the translation about is a marvelous work in the one. Amen? I mean, how many of y'all could we tell you and say, listen, we got these stones here, and these stones here is going to be used to get interpretation of these plates right here with this language. Now, how many of y'all, straight out, be honest with yourselves, I can't see you, for you to raise your hand, would straight out believe if we just straight out told you that? In fact, many of you probably don't believe now that we testifying to it, but you hear what I'm saying, because that just don't sound, quote, kosher to say, hey, some stones going to be used to translate and reveal a language to translate it over to our language. But see, God did that because he had to take it away from man, okay? He had to take it away from man.
Yes.
See, God can turn the wise backwards and make their knowledge foolish.
Yes.
Amen. When all these people, see, you got so many people because of these different degrees and stuff they got, they become lifted in pride, and they even start speaking against God. They even get to the point that they take the Bible. Let's just talk about the Bible for a minute. They take the Bible and pray. Pray for what? I got the degree in English. I got a degree in all that, and I got a degree, and I went to school and all that. So they thinking with their own mental capacity that they can understand the Bible without having to rely upon the Spirit of God. And so God can cause their wise, their wisdom to be turned backwards and make their so-called knowledge look foolish.
Man.
Amen.
Look foolish.
See, with Professor Anthon, what did God show? No matter what he was classified, he could not crack the code. Okay? He couldn't do it. Amen. Hallelujah. He couldn't do it at all. And see, sometimes people that get all these degrees and get lifted up in pride, they look down on the people who's considered not learned. But guess what? God had to show that, hey, you can't crack it. Amen.
Yeah.
He had to take it out of the hands of man. Now,
yeah.
I want to refer to a couple of scriptures on it. First, and I gave some scriptures on part one. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 right quick. Look at a couple of scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 to verse 21 is what I'm going to read. And this is what the Word of God says. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 to verse 21, it says, let no man deceive himself. It said, let no man deceive himself. In other words, you ain't deceiving nobody. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
You got to see yourself before God as God. I don't know nothing, Lord. You got to teach me. Okay.
Amen.
But if you look at your own so-called wisdom, because you got degrees and you went to college and stuff like that, you're going to look foolish.
Amen.
Now, he said, verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. See, this is why he didn't use the wisdom of man to translate the plates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The wisdom of God is, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. That word foolishness in the original Greek means silliness. That is absurd. Okay? That's why he wasn't using no silliness to try to translate the plates. Okay? For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are what? Vain. Therefore,
yes,
let
are.
No man glory in men, for all things are yours. See, that's another reason why he didn't let the so-called wise of this world translate the place, because they would have gloried in themselves.
Right.
Get what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You take a look at the Bible. I said it once before, and I say it again, and I'm not saying this to tell you throw the Bible away. But we got umpteen translations of the Bible, okay? Man, you got so many. You got the NIV, the American Standard. You got the this, you got the that, you got the Scofield. You be like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All these are different interpretations, okay?
Man, yes.
And many of those books, get this, that interpreted the Bible was interpreted by so-called scholars. Not by the Spirit of God working through them. Now, understand that, okay?
Yes, yes.
Now, I know some people didn't want to hear that, but that's the truth. This is why when you're studying the Bible, you got to pray and ask the Lord Spirit to be with you. Even when you get in these other Bibles. Because I read these other, some of these other, the other Bibles, the other translation, and some of the translation they gave for an answer for a scripture made you frown. You'd be like, where in the world did you get that from? Say, you say, what? And see, you got people, church folks, that totally get this. You got church folks that totally, when I say totally, T-O-T-A-L-L-Y, that totally depend on these other Bible translations. Yes, I'm telling you what I know, not what I think, what I know.
Yes, yes.
And see what they go do, they go buy the Bible that gives the easiest translation. Oh, I think I hit home with that one right there. That's the truth.
Yes. Yes.
I done talked to people through the years. Oh, I went and got so-and-so Bible. They interpreted it, and they give me the meaning of it. I said, well, you don't study yourself. Well, yeah, that's why I got. I said, no, you ain't. I said, you depending on what they saying. Okay? That's what you doing. Because why? You don't want to put in the time to study. People, it takes faith to study. See, we don't preach that enough. In fact, we don't hardly preach and teach it too much at all. We preach faith for healing, pray for financial blessings, pray for miracles. We preach faith on all that, but we do not preach faith for studying. Because faith is supposed to motivate your whole Christian walk, even when you're studying.
Yes.
Because guess what? You may not get the revelation of that scripture night one, night two, night three, maybe not even after a week. But faith says, I'm going to keep at it till God opens the door of revelation. That's what faith says. Okay?
Yes.
But we don't want too much talk about that. No, we don't want too much talk about that. We too much hip hip parade when we talk about faith for getting $1 million, okay? Now, we'll talk about that all day long. But talking about some faith for studying? No. We ain't talking about that too much. No, brother, we ain't going to say too much on that. Go keep the hush-hush on that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read one more scripture, and I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brother. And it's out of the book called The Record of Nephi. And it was this man named Jacob, not Jacob, not Israel, that you know, whose name was changed to Israel in the Old Testament. Dog, this is another Jacob, another man of God, named Jacob. And I want to read something to you of what he said along these same lines. Because remember, we told you the Nephi record testifies even of the Bible. Okay? Amen.
Yes.
There's no contradiction. They complement one another. Why? Because the same God talked to them both. Okay? Now, see, if you had two different gods, then you have a problem. Okay? But the same God talked to them both. Now, listen what this man named Jacob that was over here on this continent,
amen,
man of God, and he was referred to this wisdom we talked about and how it's limited. And this is what he said. He said, oh, that the cunning plan of the evil one, oh, the vainness and frailties and foolishness of men, when they are learned, now listen to this closely, when they are learned, they think they are wise, and they hearken not unto the counsel of God, for they set it aside, glory to God, supposing they know of themselves. Wherefore their wisdom is foolishness, and it profit them not, wherefore they shall perish. See, we understand why Paul had to tell us that the wisdom of this world foolishness with God. Because Jacob tells us, hey, when men are learned, when they get educated, they think they're wise, and he said they will not hearken unto the counsel of God. Once again, this is why he didn't let the learned or the so-called wise of this world translate the plates. Because they would not depend on his counsel. Do you understand that? They would have set it aside. Okay? Why? Because we got to learn. We got the education. We got it all. We got what we need, and we can interpret and translate this.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Because some of you may have been wondering and say, hey, you know, if their place needed translation, how come they just didn't go to a college professor? Well, they went to a college professor. And once again, he couldn't translate it. And see, many of y'all thinking is that, hey, if they got the education, they're supposed to know. But see, what God is showing you is that your education is limited. And when it comes to the things of God, you cannot totally rely upon your education to get the interpretation or translation. You understand that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, many times we mess up big time because we don't put education in its place. We try to put it in a place where it got no business being, okay? And when we put it in a place where it got no business being, what happens is you don't turn to God's spirit to give you revelation.
Yes.
You turn to your own understanding.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
See, he didn't even let Joseph Smith wasn't even learned. He didn't even let Joseph Smith translate in his own thinking. Why? Because
Amen.
He had to take it away from man totally. It would not have been a marvelous work and a wonder if he would have let Joseph Smith interpret or translate it with his own mental understanding. Or even if that learned man. Okay? Hallelujah. And see, the way God brought it about, that's why God had witnesses, okay, to testify and say, hey, God brought this thing about, people.
No,
nope. Joseph Smith didn't take no classes, no six-week classes, no six-month classes. He didn't do none of that. Couldn't have, even if he did. He still wouldn't
Amen.
Have cracked the code.
Amen.
Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
See, God is putting the hush-hush on man, his pride and his prideful talk, and he's putting the hush-hush and the things, listen, the things God, let me tell you something. The miracles God is bringing forth this day, you know what he's doing? He's making man shut up. You get that? See, that's why it's called a miracle. See, a miracle is something you can explain with logic. You understand what I'm saying? When the doctors diagnose you, say you got this, you got that, and then God perform a miracle on you, and then they do the x-rays and can't find it nowhere. And then they turn to you and say, hey, what happened? You go, Jesus. That's all you can say. Okay? You can't run in there and say, well, what happened was I let the doctor put the scope down me. You can't do the rundown. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. God did not let the translation of this book on with own human learning. Didn't let it happen. He did not
Amen.
Let the learn translate it. Because why? They would have kicked his counsel to the curb, and they would have gloried in themselves.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And see, glory, hallelujah. And see, as we come with more and more series, like I said, we're gonna let you know the short side, the failure side concerning Joseph Smith, okay? We're going to let you know all that. That's going to come out. Yes, we're going to do that, okay? We're going to do that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But we want you to know, despite what you heard, many of y'all, you know, we bring up Joe Smith's name, y'all ask a book, and y'all say, oh, shut it down. Shut it down. They said, Joseph Smith. This is what I want to tell you. Despite the failures of Joseph Smith, this book is of God. It's of God. Because just like we told you before, I don't see y'all throwing away the book of Psalms. I don't see y'all throwing away the book of Solomon, the Proverbs rather. I don't see you throwing it away.
Amen.
Okay. Them men had shortcomings, strong lustful spirit. You walk around your wife beautiful in front of them, you was in trouble. Okay. you ain't got nobody going, hey, let's turn to the book of Proverbs. Man, we ain't turning no Proverbs. We'll do it. Man, tear that thing out. You don't hear that. But because you heard of the failures of this man, you want to discredit everything. And see, God is going to show people in these last days how that is not wise, just because when you find somebody getting a failing, you don't follow the failings. But many times you got to watch how you discredit everything. Some people, I mean, if you make a mistake and mess up, everything that it came out your mouth is discredited. Everything that you did is discredited. In fact, we going on your childhood and say you ain't did nothing right, okay?
Amen.
Because that's how people get.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, coming and talking to y'all about this book, and see, when Joseph Smith laid a claim about the angel coming, I read different people's response on it. He claimed he had an angel. Now you just in disregard that even an angel had appeared to the man. You just in discredit the whole thing.
Yes.
Some of y'all is going to be shocking these last days of what y'all thinking about other people. Watch what I tell you.
Yes.
You're going to be shocked.
When
those words come out your mouth, God ain't never used them and ain't never had used them. And when God speak to you and show you, you're going to be, oh. but Lord, I thought you, God going to make you look bad.
Amen.
Why you got to be careful. You got to examine stuff, people. Okay? Yeah, what you see they do right there is bad. That's true. But you got to be careful that you don't discredit every single thing about them. You have to be watchful for that, okay? Because then you get into the area, okay, you start judging and saying stuff you don't really know about, and you say, God ain't never used them. Never had and never will. Amen.
Amen.
Just like I come across a man one time, he's supposed to be a Christian, and show you how to this never word come out and judge it. He told me one day, he said, once a murderer, always a murderer. I said, say what? Once a murderer, always a murderer. Now, this is going to be a Christian. He's been a Christian for years, okay? And he told me that. I said, oh. I said, so I wonder what God said about you, the stuff you did, okay? What did he think that way about you? And see, this man carried this mentality. I mean, I guess if you once an adulterer, you always be an adulterer. See, people, that's when you get into the arena of judging, the wrong judging, okay? Because you're saying that God, that these people's heart can't change if they submit to God. You're just saying that that's it completely, okay? And you're wrong. Now, sometimes God give a word about a person, well, person end up lost. They committed a sin unto death or end up being lost, that's different. But for the most part, and I say for the most part, you really ain't got no word that person would never change. That's just your thinking because, what, of the stuff you've seen they done. And so you pass the judgment and say, once a murderer, always a murderer, he'll never change. How you know he'll never change? It's a good thing Jesus didn't think that way about us, because we will be in trouble. If Jesus thought that way about us, and he had a thought about coming, incarnate in the flesh, he'd take that thought back. So, oh, no, I ain't doing that. Why? They'll never change. They'll never change. Once a heathen, always a heathen. They'll never change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. I ain't getting beat and spit upon and mocked for some people that'll never change. Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm like my brother Emmanuel. I am excited to tell y'all about these things of God. Okay? Excited. Okay? My spirit feels like it's been charged by a spiritual battery in Christ. Okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, when you're telling the truth and you got God backing you up, if you ain't got no, my God, if your confidence is not strong, and I'm talking about knowing God, I ain't talking about you thinking God backing you up. I'm talking about you actually knowing he back you up. Let me tell you something. It does something to your faith. It does something to your confidence, and it strengthens your spirit. Do I know
Amen.
That this is not a popular message? Sure I do. Okay? So most definitely I know that. I know that this is not a welcoming party message for many people. But guess what? It has to be told. It has to be told, people.
Amen.
Amen. And we have to tell y'all. And this is why we tell y'all, say, hey, what we telling you, go ask God. Amen. So glory be to God.
Amen.
I thank God for this opportunity, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All glory, all honor, all praise be to the Lamb, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the book of Daniel. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. The second chapter. And I'm going to, hallelujah, enlighten you a little bit more about what my brother just got through saying to you, okay? Because we think we are so wise because we, like we said, like my brother said, we think because we have an education and things like that, those things most times blow our heads up, okay? You get so proud, okay, of yourself. I'm so proud of myself. I accomplished this. I accomplished that. It's a good thing to get an education, okay? But you got to keep an education in its place, okay? You can't worship your education, okay? You can't worship, hallelujah, your degree, okay, or your bachelor or your master's, okay, or your doctorate, okay? You can't worship those things. You can't think that more of yourself because you have, okay, because that's not going to stop you. It's not going to prevent you from going to hell. It's not going to give you any salvation. It's not going to give you anything. Those things, some of the things that's up on the earth, okay, that's what that answer, okay, just like money answers things on the earth, okay, but it don't do anything for eternal things, okay? Hallelujah. It don't have nothing to do with salvation. It don't have nothing to do with the life of Christ, okay? It don't have nothing to do with those things. It just answers your needs on the earth, okay? And that's what it's supposed to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But in this Daniel, the second chapter, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna stop reading in the first chapter, and I'm gonna start the 17th verse, okay? Hallelujah, of the first chapter of Daniel. Thank you, Jesus. 17th verse to the 18th verse, okay? I'm gonna read that first, okay? As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. Who gave them knowledge and skill? God did. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Now we're going to skip all the way down, okay, because we don't want to go through this whole dream, okay, that Nebuchadnezzar had, okay, because that would be reading too much, and I don't want to burn up all that time again. But you remember that Nebuchadnezzar had the dream, okay, the first dream that he had from God, okay, and why did he have the dream from God? Because God wanted him to have it at that time. That's the time that God set for it, okay? It was not a happenstance thing. It was a thing that God set in his plan to happen, okay? Just like the Lord set for Joseph Smith to receive these records, okay, and to interpret them at such a time. That was God's planning.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, you could kick against it all you want to. You could say, well, I don't see it. I don't see why we need that. That's why you need to repent. That's why you need
Amen.
To turn your eyes upon Christ. That's why you need to. That's why you need to ask God for His insight. Stop talking about.
Amen.
Stop setting your mind up to fail. Because that's what you're doing. You're setting your mind up to fail. You're setting yourself up to fail when you say, I know, like you, the great judge of the whole earth or something. People set themselves up, and then they kill themselves with their own mouths. And the devil be sitting back laughing at you while you, I know, you don't know nothing. What you know won't even fit into a thimble.
Amen.
Okay? You don't know nothing. Proceed as if you know nothing. Become a little child. Thank you, Jesus. Become a little child. Hallelujah. Don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. Except what the Lord God reveals to me. And you ain't standing in that place. You stand in a place where you think you know it all, and you don't know nothing because something you heard.
Amen.
Thank you. Now, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the king called for somebody to interpret his dreams, right?
Amen.
He said, somebody, because I this dream, and he says, I ain't telling you this dream because I don't remember this dream, okay? And God, and the dream went away from him, so he didn't even remember what the dream, what he had, okay? But he remembered the dream, okay, somewhat. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord set it up so only his people, the people that he set there, could interpret that dream. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So then Daniel comes in, right? Daniel says, oh, why is this? Because the king has said we're going to kill all the magicians, right? We're going to kill all the wise men. We're going to kill all the Chaldeans. We're going to kill all of you unless you reveal to me this dream, right? And so he put a death sentence on all the men's heads, okay, that was called the wise men of the kingdom, right? And he said, I'm going to kill you if you don't tell me this dream.
Amen.
And so there was only one that could tell him that dream. Who was that? That was Daniel, right? So he sent for Daniel. Rather, Daniel sought him out and said, tell the king this. Give us a little time. And we'll pray first. We're gonna go pray first and find out what God wanna do, okay? And then we're gonna give you an answer, right? And so the king granted him that time, right? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now we're gonna jump over to the second chapter of Daniel, and we're gonna start the 31st verse, okay? And I'm gonna read it on, okay? Are you listening? Write it down. Thou, king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, and his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, and his feet part of iron and part of clay. The Lord's working with this man. He gave them, let's keep going there. Okay. Thou sawest till a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay and break them to pieces. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is where I want you to focus at, right? This 34th verse, okay? Thou sawest till a stone, focus now, was cut out hands. That means that man didn't have nothing to do with it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
With the falling of the kingdom of Satan, okay? This is the kingdom of Satan, okay? what this man is seeing. He's seeing this. He's seeing the kingdom of Satan throughout the ages. Okay, this is what he's seeing. This image of gold, this image of the head of gold and stuff, and all the way down to the feet of iron and clay. He's seeing the different kingdoms. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Through the ages. And these kingdoms, the devil used them to do evil, and God used them to the way he wanted to use them, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because God is the God of all the earth, okay? He is the key. He is the one that rules everything. Now, no, God doesn't have his hands on everything like people think. But God does
Amen.
Rule the thing that has to do with his kingdom, okay? And he let men make their own decisions. God just merely plans around all the evil that you do, okay? And all the evil that the devil does, okay? Because the devil is a free agent, okay, to do whatever he wants to do, just like you are a free agent to do whatever you want to do, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And the same freedom that God gives you, he gives the devil that same freedom and liberty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, but this notice that this stone that was cut out without hands, okay, at another place further on it says it was cut out of the mountain. This stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. How would that be done? That would not be done by the hands of man. That means it would be done by the hands of God, that God has a hand on his work. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And a lot of times we don't come to understand this work until we fall on our knees, till we humble ourselves, till we realize that we don't know it. Just look around at all of the confusion and all of the worldly confusion, the worldly, hallelujah, the evil that's in this world now. Thank you, Jesus. How are you going to solve that? You can't solve it.
Amen.
The government can't solve it. The senators can't solve it. The Congress can't solve it. The judges can't solve it, okay? The United States of America can't solve it because they're trusting in themselves. You got to trust in the Lord, okay? You got to truly trust in the Lord. You can't just talk about, I trust the Lord. You got to truly trust the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. And both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have gone away from the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now they fight
Amen.
Against themselves. Now they working in confusion and derision. Why? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Lord sent his book.
Lord sent this book in 1827,
right? He let this
Amen.
Book be dug up, okay? Now, hallelujah. Now, my brother wrote something years ago, okay? This is my brother, and you don't know him, but if you know him, some of you might know him, okay? Brother Daniel A. Rogers, he wrote something, okay? He wrote a little article, okay? And he had a challenge of the record of the Nephites to the world. This is very interesting, okay? And he has 28 different things, okay? That he reasons why he, and this is very good, okay? And it's according to the scripture, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you one thing that one part of the challenge that he makes, okay? And he says this, okay? He says, you as a national citizen, you are a national citizen of Zion. Now, he's just supposing this, okay? This is just something he's supposing, okay? And this is a part of the challenge. Suppose you are a citizen of Siam, okay, and you write a history of an ancient country, right, covering a period
Amen.
of 22,000 BC
to 400 A.D., right?
Amen.
You said, why ancient Siam? Because you know no more about Siam than Joseph Smith would have known about the thing that he wrote, okay? Thank you,
Amen.
Lord Jesus. You are 21 years old, right? You have had no more than 3 years of formal school education. This is what Joseph Smith had, okay? He didn't graduate from college, okay, or from a university, okay. He didn't have no bachelor's. He didn't have no doctor's. He didn't have no master's, okay. He didn't have no DD behind his name, okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And you have spent your life in a rural farming community, okay? You have been on the farm all your life, right? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
This is where your life was, right? And you ain't hardly seen too many things. 4, your history must be written on the basis of what you know. What does he know? He doesn't know anything. Right?
Amen.
There was no library available to him, okay? He couldn't go to a library and say, well, let me read up on this and figure out how I'm going to suck the people in.
Amen.
There was no library that held information for Joseph Smith. Hallelujah. Because libraries was very, hallelujah. It was, when you seen a library, man, that was a great thing. But it wasn't too many libraries. Okay, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And there, you must use none. You must use no libraries, okay? There is no research of any kind. 5, your book must have 700 pages and be over 300,000 words in length. You must have no changes in the text. The first edition as you dictate it to your secretary must be stand forever. 7, this record is to contain the history of 2 distinct and separate nations, along with histories and different contemporary nations or groups of people. Okay? You understand that? Then you got to make up all this stuff. 8, you must describe their religious, economic, political, and social cultures and institutions. Cover every phase of their society, including names of their coins. Okay? 9. You must change your style of writing many times. Many, many ancient authors contributed to the record of the Nephites, each with his own style, the same as the Bible was written by inspired men of God and authors. Hallelujah. Each in their own style. Now, I'm gonna stop right there, okay? That's just to the 9th verse. This man didn't have an education, right? Right?
Amen.
He was on the all Amen. His life. Right? He had like he didn't have a good formal education. All he had was a 3 or 4 year at the most education. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you see where this is going? See, that's not why God don't choose the wise. God don't choose the smart, because you would take glory to yourself. That's why God told him to take it to where? Take it to the professors, right? Take it to the people that's so-called wise. Take it to them and see if they can interpret. The Lord was showing you something, okay? He was showing you something. What was the Lord showing you? I sent this. I'm the one that knows what this says. I sealed it up so that nobody could read it except they know me. Okay? The one who I choose to interpret this, okay? How many men did God choose to interpret this? He only chose one man. Now, this man did fail. He did fall, okay? He did falter, okay? But that's not what we're talking about right now. We'll get to that later on. But what we're talking about is the validity of the record of Nephi. Is it real? Did it come from God, okay? And if you read it, if you really read it with the spirit of Christ, okay, with the mind of Christ, okay, thank you, Jesus. And I ain't telling you to have an open mind. I'm telling you to have the mind of Christ. That's what I'm telling you to have, okay, because your open mind ain't going to do you no good. I got an open mind. That open mind don't mean nothing, okay? People that into karate got an open mind. I ain't telling you to have an open mind, okay? I'm telling you to open your mind to Christ. Let Christ give you understanding. Let Christ give you knowledge. Ask of Christ. Ask the Lord God, the Almighty, okay, the one that has that answer all prayers, okay, the one who knows everything, the one who knows all things, okay, the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, okay, that's supposed to lead, guide into all truth. Ask him. Okay?
Amen.
I ain't telling you to take our word for it because we said it, because we are saying all these things that we're saying. Thank you, Jesus, telling you, I'm challenging you today in the name of Jesus Christ to ask Lord, the one that you say is your Lord. If he
Amen.
Is truly your Lord, ask him. But
Amen.
Then, don't know him, you don't know him. I hate to say that, okay, because that's if you don't know him, you don't know him. Then if you don't know him, then you can get to know him, okay? It's not like you
Amen.
Cannot know him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He wants you to know him. Thank you, Jesus. That's why the Lord says everything he said. And you notice how the Lord gave Daniel this dream, okay? And he made him to know this dream that it was not possible for anybody else to know except for one person that God revealed it to, okay? And God revealed it to Daniel, the dream. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Talking about putting God on, putting God right there, right, to prove himself to be real, okay? That's what this work is about. Prove
Amen.
God to be real, okay? Now, how can we stand the way we stand on these things, okay, that we have not seen? Thank you, Jesus. You might be asking, hallelujah, where the same Spirit of Christ, thank you, Jesus, that wrote these things, that had these things written, okay, that's the same Spirit of God that dealeth with all men if they will. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Our God is God, okay? He's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac. He's the God of Jacob. He's the God of Moses, okay? He's the God of Samson. He's the God, hallelujah, of Elijah. He's the God of all the earth. Our God is God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We boast not in ourselves, but we boast in him. Hallelujah, because our faith is in him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And though we don't have confidence in ourselves, we have confidence in his word. Hallelujah. Because his word does not speak as men speak. His word, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's not because of the feeling. Hallelujah. It's not because you have got such great feeling from it, okay? And, I really feel it. I feel it to be real. We ain't standing on no feelings, okay? The thing that we're standing on is sure assuredness, okay? We're standing on the rock. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That stone, hallelujah, which was, hallelujah, which was what? Out, without hands. Thank you, Jesus. Carved out that mountain without hands. That's the hand of God. Thank you, Jesus. That's the rock of God. Hallelujah. Our God is a rock. Thank you, Jesus. He's a sure foundation. Thank you, Jesus. As David said, he's a rock. He's a foundation. Hallelujah. He's sure. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. This God that we have is real. He's not a figment of our imagination. He's not a figment of nobody's imagination. He's not something we made up. He's God. He's the one that created heaven and the earth and everything that in them is, okay? Thank you,
Amen.
Lord Jesus. That is our God, okay? And when we stand on these things, okay, we stand because the things of God is written, okay? Now, if you ever read the record Nephite, okay, God got this plan. He got these plans and these things. The plan of God, okay, is written in the record of Nephite, okay, just like it's written in the Bible, okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you need both of these books because God would not have to send it if you did not need it, okay? You need both of these
Amen.
Books to become one in your hand, to become one in knowledge, okay? To become one, Lord, and leading you to what? To the true one, to the Holy One, to the God of all creation, okay? You need that. You need both of these books. And more. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever God sends, that's what you need, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Bible is full of many things, okay? Are you listening? The Bible is full of many
Amen.
Things, okay, of the plan of God, okay? You know the people of this earth are the children. The churches, okay, they're saying, hey, we're looking for this rapture to come any moment now.
Yeah.
They're looking for the rapture to come any moment, like as if God does not have a plan, as if God, as if all the things that God said is completed, okay, as if they've been fulfilled, and they have not been fulfilled, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to challenge you a little bit here. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to try to go over this real quick, brother. Okay? Okay.
Amen.
These are things that must occur before the second coming of Christ. Some things that must occur before the second coming of Christ. Okay? What things must occur before Jesus Christ come back the second time? Okay? Well, first of all, there has to be a restoration and restitution of all things, like Jesus Christ said in the Gospels, okay? And he said he would send John the Baptist, okay, and that he would be the Elias, and that he would be a restorer of all these things, and be a restorer of these things, okay? That's number one thing, okay? Now, in this number one thing, I have the A, B, C, D, E, okay? And these are just some of the things, okay? In this first thing of restoration, okay, what he must John restore? What must be restored? Well, the church, he's supposed to restore the church of Christ. Why? Because it was wiped out. That's A. B. The authority of the Lord's body to represent Jesus Christ and his church, hallelujah, must be given again, okay? Thank you, Jesus. C, That these are some of the things that's supposed to happen, okay? Do you know if these things has happened, or would you like to know if these things has happened, okay? C, the restoration of the gospel of the kingdom of God, okay? Of Christ, okay? The restoration of the gospel of the kingdom must, hallelujah, must come, okay? Why? Well, you think you got the gospel of the king because you're sitting there reading the books of Mark, okay, Luke and John, okay, and you think you got it because you got that Bible, right? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. Hallelujah. Because it comes with the authority. This comes with the authority of God, okay, to his people, okay? And God does not give this to all the churches just because they churches. And you see a lot of people claiming that they are the kingdom of Christ. They're not the kingdom of Christ. They are what? What are they? They are part of the body of Christ that's separated, okay?
Amen.
They separated, they divided, hallelujah, and the king and the restoration of the gospel is not amongst them, okay? Why? Because unless you love one another as Christ told you to love one another, the kingdom of the gospel is not amongst you, okay? You can say it is, but it's not. But that's the real proof of what you are, okay? If you love one another and forgive one another and are reconciled to one another, that's the real proof. Not because you say, I have the priesthood authority. Now, this is directed at our group, okay? The people in our church, okay? Thank you, Jesus. You don't have this unless you show the true love of Christ. Okay, because the priesthood authority is the pure love of Christ. That's what it is. D.
Amen.
The gospel of the kingdom must be preached, taken to the whole world. Okay? Has that been done? They claim it's been done, but it ain't been done. I said the gospel of this kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, not your church. E. The Pentecost must come. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the infilling of, and power of the authority of the Son of God and of the Holy Ghost, the fire, Holy Ghost and fire, Acts 2nd chapter, Joel 2nd chapter, all the 9 gifts restored, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, the true gifts. I ain't talking about charismatic gifts, hallelujah. Because some people have gone away from the will of God, okay? And they are trusting in gifts.
Amen.
I'm talking about the way God wanted to be. To be manifested with greater power, okay? To prove God to be real. The work of Elijah has to be done, okay? Hallelujah. A reconciling God back to man. That has to be done. That ain't been done. Thank you, Jesus. 2, the return of John the Baptist, okay, hallelujah, as the Ancient of Days to do what? All things. 3, Israel's gathering and restoration of the 10 lost tribes, that has not happened, okay? That ain't happened yet,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
And then Israel's acceptance. This is another thing. This is number 4. Israel's acceptance of Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord and King. They haven't done that yet. That hasn't happened.
Amen.
What? A temple got to be built for Christ, okay? That's all through the prophets, okay? Talk about this temple. We don't want to talk about the temple because Joseph Smith failed, okay? And we think anytime we talk about a temple, people say, oh, well, that's Joseph Smith. That ain't Joseph Smith. God is the one. That's God's idea to build, to have a temple built for him, okay, for his second coming. Six, America will be cleansed come Zion, the government of God on earth. That ain't happened yet, right? America has to be cleansed. America is full of sins, transgressions, iniquities, okay? Acceptance of what? Of abortion. Acceptance of what? Of same-sex marriage. Of Islam. Of false religion, false gods, witchcraft. Of communism. Thank you, Jesus. Seven, there will be a uniting of churches. And that's happening now. Thank you, Jesus. That's fulfilling the word of God being fulfilled when you see these people going over to the Roman Catholic Church, joining back with him. And then the Church of Christ, hallelujah, the body of Christ must be united. Thank you, Jesus. The body of Christ must be united. That hasn't happened. Eight, there's going to be an Armageddon war. Thank you, Jesus. And after that war, it's going to be one-sixth of all being left after that war. Nine, the destruction of the devil's church, the whore of Babylon, and the beast destroyed. Thank you, Jesus. The persecution, number 10, the persecution of the church in America. It hasn't happened yet. It's about to happen. Okay?
Amen.
Jesus. 11. The church overcomes the persecution, and the Church of Christ puts on its brighter garments. Has that happened? No, it ain't. So I'm going to stop right there, okay? Thank you, Jesus. This some of the things that happened, and we calling for a rapture that we don't even deserve.
Amen.
Talking about, hey, I can't wait for Jesus Christ to come get me. And you've been, and all you did was nothing for Christ. You haven't been his servant. You haven't did what he told you to do. And now you're sitting back talking about some, I'm waiting for the rapture. That's because you went to your church faithfully. That ain't serving Christ. Okay? Going to your
Amen.
Church is not serving Christ. Serving Christ is serving Christ. Okay? You got to serve Christ at your house before you serve him at church. Okay? And wherever you go, you're supposed to be a worshiper of Christ, okay? And when you go to the church, that's supposed to be like a special event, okay? The first day of the week, I'm going to serve the Lord, to worship the Lord on the first day of the week, representing what? His what? Representing his resurrection. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And his payment for sin. Transgressions and iniquities. I just want to stop right there, and I'm going to give it back over to the hands of my brother. I'm sorry, brother, I went over.
That's all right, brother. You definitely giving more information to those that listen, and I pray that, you know, as he talked to y'all about writing it down, that you wrote down what he had given unto you. Praise be to God. I mean, like I said, you know, we got plenty of more that we're going to be coming with, okay? Without a shadow of doubt, we got plenty of more. And I'm just grateful to the Lord for this opportunity he's given us to give this. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight completes this part of the series. Tomorrow night, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And then at 7 o'clock, look for the advertisement. And as well as 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Also Saturday night from 6 to 6:30, me and my brother will be back. We will begin to start a new series. And it'll be titled What God Gave to Set His Church in Order. We're gonna talk about during the time of Joseph Smith and them. And like I told you, we're finna go into it. Okay? Just want y'all to know we're finna go into it and give you as much as we can give you, because we're not trying to hide anything. Once again, it's not about, quote, promoting our church. We are promoting the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to get that straight. because people catch as a quick thought when you're telling things like this. Oh, they're trying to get us to join their church. Oh, they're trying to say their church is better than ours. We're promoting the work of the Lord, okay? It's about the work. Because guess what? The church we belong to, there's problems in there too, okay? So that's why we're promoting the work, okay? We're promoting the work. And this is why we ask you to talk to the Lord about the work, to get a witness about all this
Amen.
That we're giving you. So glory be to God. So I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Holy Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father, we ask you to bless the listeners, Lord God. Lord Jesus, Father, we know that we've laid down some, we've given some milk and we've given some meat, oh Lord God, some meaty things, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you give them, Lord Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, teeth, Lord God, hallelujah, to eat this meat, oh Lord God, of the gospel. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you bless him, Lord God, to receive it, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, with all meekness, Lord God, with all, hallelujah, humbleness, Lord God, with all, Lord God, the mind of a child, Lord God. Of, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. As one who knows nothing, O Lord God, hallelujah, only what you tell them, in Jesus Christ's name. So, Lord God, move them, Lord God, hallelujah, to hear these words, Lord God, hallelujah, to be planted in these words, on these words, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it bring forth fruit, Lord God, in their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Lord God. Lord Jesus, for all these things, Lord God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, O Lord God, because you are, hallelujah, the only true and living God. And besides you, there is no other, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who laid down his life. Hallelujah. For his sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory be to the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world by his blood. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all these. Thank you, Lord God, for your light. Thank you for your illumination. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you, Lord God, for your showing these things, Lord God, to all those, oh Lord God, that have an honest heart, Lord God, that seek you, Lord God, honestly, Lord God, earnestly, Lord God. Hallelujah. Humbly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Once again, it's been another blessed broadcast. Thank God, all you that are listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, Heart to Heart, with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens at 7 o'clock, as well as 7 o'clock Saturday night. And once again, me and my brother will be back from 6 to 6:30 on Saturday night with a new part of the series titled, What God Gave to Set His Church in Order. So, once again, as for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.